Good evening, everyone. Let's continue with the topics of davening at home. So someone had asked me questions, and I'll encourage others to send in questions as well to address over the next few weeks or so. But someone wanted to know the halachas of reciting tachnun at home. Should a person lean his head on his arm or her arm? Should a person be sitting down? Should a person be saying it at all? So before getting to the particular halachas of what should and should not be said b'yichidus, let's first just address in general the concept, the importance of tachnun. I believe that tachnun is probably the least exciting part of davening. People are very, very excited when there's no tachnun, and when we have tachnun, it's really viewed as a burden. So giving some added flavor and understanding of tachnun, I think, might help us appreciate it more, and certainly in these times where it's an eis tzara and the davening is of utmost importance, that we need to know the power of tachnun. So what exactly is tachnun? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, the ein ledaber bein tefila l'nefilas apayim, the person should not speak between Shmoneh Esrei and tachnun. There shouldn't be any interruptions. It's viewed as a continuation of tefila. And the way the Mishnah Berurah explains all this is that l'fishes palan b'chol inyan sheyuchal adam l'spala. A person, and we're trying to daven Tashem, we're asking for rachamim, we're asking for bakashos. We attempt to daven in various different ways. Be yeshiva, we sit down. Be amida, we stand up. Ubenefias apayim, we try every single possible avenue until we say, v'anachnu lo neda manasa, we don't know what to do anymore. We tried everything. We tried sitting, we tried standing, we even tried bending down. Please answer our tefillah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains further, kemosha asa Moshe, beinu olav hashalom. Moshe attempted the same thing. Shenemar ve'eshe bahar, I sat at the har. Vanochi emadati bahar, I stood at the har. Ve'snap elefnei Hashem, I fell in front of Hashem to daven. But umach hashein banu koach, lispal bin acher, we have no other way to daven. Anu omrim v'anachnu lo neda ma'anasa, we don't know what to do. We're not sure what to do. Now, important halachic point, the Mishnah Berurah says, roi lomer v'anachnu lo neda b'yeshiva. Those few words, when we say v'anachnu lo neda, we should still be sitting down. And ma'naseh b'amida, we should stand up when we say the words ma'naseh. We're not sure what to do. We've tried everything. We're in a time now of a scary time of this virus. We're not sure what to do. We're trying every single avenue possible. So we see that tachnun is really just another form of Shmoneh Esrei. It's a continuation. And for that reason, the Mishnah Berurah says, rather the Shulchan Aruch says, ein ledaber bin tefila l'nefilas apayim. A person should not speak in between, because the tachnun is a continuation. It's meant to be a seamless transition into tachnun. A person should not speak. Now, if a person did speak, the Mishnah Berurah writes, im avar v'diber, a person accidentally spoke, pshita d'tzarach lipol apanav, doesn't mean he's exempt from tachnun. He certainly should continue to say tachnun. And he also writes, motel lispal b'makom echad lipol b'makom acher. Now, one would have thought, since tachnun is a continuation of Shmoneh Esrei, you should dafka do it in the very exact makom where you daven. But the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to say tachnun in a different place from where you were doing the Amida. V'ach l'shelo yafsik b'emsa, it's not considered a hefsik at all, you can move locations. Now, there is a concept of makom kavu, maybe we'll discuss a different evening. But again, davening in a different place, saying tachnun in a different place is allowed, but a person really should not speak, should not be mafsik in between. Further to highlight the importance of tachnun, the din is, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that there's certain places, certain times, certain yom tovim, certain events where we don't say tachnun. One such event is if there's a chassan present during his Sheva Brachos. Now, during his Sheva Brachos, if the chassan's there, we don't say tachnun. And the Mishnah Berurah has a very, very strong language. He says, since the presence of a chassan will mean that we're exempt from saying tachnun, whereby everyone normally gets very excited to shorter davening, we don't really understand tachnun anyways, the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'lachein tov lizahir, the chassan should not go to shul. He should not be part of a minyan all of the 7 days of Sheva Brachos. Why? Because if he does show up, we don't have the opportunity to say tachanun. We have to skip it because the chassan's there. That's a terrible thing, says the Mishnah Berurah. We want to say tachanun. We need the rachamim. We need the bakashas. We need a kadosh baruch hu to listen to us. And not being able to say tachanun is a terrible thing. So therefore, it's recommended by the Mishnah Berurah that a chassan should stay home and not be part of a minyan. The Chazon Ish, to be in all fairness, the Chazon Ish says a chassan does not need to refrain from coming to shul. He's allowed to if he wants to. Many Many bachrim, or I guess chasanim, do have the practice not to go to shul for this reason. Others are very makbid to catch davening. But either way, whether the chasan goes to shul or doesn't, we see clearly from the Mishnah Brura that it's a missed opportunity not being able to say tachanun. It's a very powerful thing. It's a continuation from Shmoneh Esrei. So now after establishing that, what are some of the halachas? So some people have the practice, and Sachsard certainly, to say vidoy and yud gimel midos sharachman. Should that be said v'yachidus or not? The Kaf HaChaim and others say that when it comes to vidoy, if a person has to practice it to say vidoy during his tachanun, he or she certainly should say the vidoy as well, even when davening v'yachidus. But when it comes to Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, that is considered Davar Shebekedusha, and a Davar Shebekedusha requires a full minyan, therefore that part should not be said during when davening B'yachinus. Now, the biggest question is, what about the leaning onto your arm? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that there's a din, Kishenofel Alpanov, this is the first sif in this simon, Kishenofel Alpanov, Nagu Lahatos Atzatzmo, when it comes to the Nefius Apayim, when you bend down, the practice is to lean on your left arm. And then the Ramah writes, some say to lean on your right arm. So there's a machlokis with the right arm or the left arm. The Iker writes, the Ramah, lahatos b'shachris, during shachris, k'sheyesh lo tefillin b'smolo, when there's tefillin on the left hand for the righties. So then you should lean on your tzad yam in the right hand, mishim kvod tefillin. You don't want to lean on tefillin. So you lean on your right hand when wearing tefillin on your left hand. U'ba'arvis, which he means the mincha, oh, kishain lo tefillin, or a person isn't wearing tefillin, so bismol, then you lean on your left hand, yatal tzad smol. That's the practice. So should a person be doing this at home? So it goes on to say in the Shulchan Aruch, that the din of nefias apayim, the Ramah writes, yesh omrim, de'ein nefias apayim ella, b'makom sheyesh aron, v'sefer b'tarabisach. Ava b'loze, omrim trina, below kisoy panim v'cheinog. And the Ramah says the practice is to only do nefias apayim, only to bend on the left arm or the right arm, depending when it is, only in the presence of a Sefer Torah in an aron. But if that is lacking, if there is no Sefer Torah, there is no aron, then the din is simply to say nefias apayim without actually bending down. You just say it sitting up. That's the clear din brought down in the Ramah. Now the Mishnah Brura says, when it says in the Ramah that you need an aron, it doesn't really mean an aron, it really means a Sefer Torah. A person can have a Sefer Torah in their house without there being an aron, that would be enough for a reason to already perform nefilas apayim, to bend down. The tam, yesham, the reason is, because the pasuk says, the matzinu b'mkra remesh nefilah lefnei aron Hashem. There's a concept of a nefilah in the presence of the aron. It says, by mechemes ha'ay, Vayipal panav lefnei aron Hashem, that they fell on their faces in the presence of the aron Hashem. And that's why only when there's an aron, or when there's a Sefer Torah, is there a din of nefilas apayim. Vim ein sham Sefer Torah rak shar svarim, says the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say there's no Sefer Torah, but you have svar, you know, base medrash, or your house, there's svarim in the house. So it quotes from the El Yeraba and the Derech HaChaim, the lo yipal panav, you don't fall on your face, rak yomer hamizmor below nefilas apayim. You don't bow down, you don't bend down where there's no Sefer Torah, but yesh cholkim bazeh, the others argue. So what's the practice? So the general practice is that we do not do nefias apayim unless there's in the presence of the Sefer Torah. There's a practice brought down in the Minog Yushalayim, however, that even if you're davening someplace where there is no Sefer Torah, there still is nefias apayim. And that's because when in Yushalayim, it's always considered lifnei Hashem. It's always lifnei Hashem. That's what Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Yerdeo Chel Gimel Simen Kuf Chavtes. No matter where you are in Yushalayim, it's always considered lifnei Hashem. There is a discussion whether or not that's only within the walls of Yushalayim or even the new parts of Yushalayim as well. That's a debate amongst the poskim. But either way, the Minog Yushalayim is apparently to always do nefias apayim because it's always considered lifnei Hashem. Now the stipler has a practice that he felt that in the presence of a sefer he passed like this other yesh chokim that one does do nefias apayim in the presence of a sefer. Even though there's no Sefer Torah, in the presence of Svarim, that's enough of a reason to do Nefilas Apayim. There's one last interesting din brought down by Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Or HaChaim Chelek Hei Simen Chaf, that when it comes to teaching children how to be mechanech them in Nefilas Apayim, there's room to be mekel, and even though there's no Sefer Torah, if there's simply Svarim Ba'alma, he felt that that was enough of a reason to teach them and train them how to do Nefilas Apayim. But for the standard individual, when a person's davening the house, B'yachidus, outside Yerushalayim, the practice is not to do Nefiras Apayim when there's no Sefer Torah, rather to sit when saying those words and then stand after the words V'anachnu Lo Neda. So again, we should use this as an opportunity not only to learn the halacha, but to implement the halacha, to pay attention to the words. The words are a little bit difficult in Tachanun and sometimes hard to go through when you don't understand. Certainly on Monday and Thursday when they're even longer, but we should really use this opportunity to daven more, to daven better with greater kavana, and this should bring an end to this Eis Tzara and to bring the Gula and Yeshua and Refuah.